it's very normal nowadays for us to feel a difficulty to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The difficulty to feel connected to our tefillos, difficulty to not always enjoy the Torah learning as we would like to, difficulty to really feel like when I'm helping another person, like I'm doing something very lofty. That's very normal, and obviously we try the best we can to infuse all of our actions with purpose, with meaning, with excitement. Nonetheless, it's something we have to constantly work on, to constantly try and put more and more of ourselves into the mitzvos, more and more love, more and more effort and passion into our mitzvos and our performance of them. In this week's parsha, we see that in the middle of the paragraph of Shema, so it says, "V'hayuha devarim ha'ila, asher nachim b'savcha hayom alavavacha." These ideas, which these matters, which Hashem has instructed us in, so that today they should be upon our heart. And the Kotzke Rebbe asks, now why would it be alavavacha? Why do we have to have Hashem's commandments on our heart? Seemingly it should be bilvavacha, or it should be inside of our hearts. Hashem's commandments should be so real to us. We should feel so alive when fulfilling them, when listening to Him. It should be in our hearts. We should be super connected with it. The Kotzke Rebbe says that sometimes the reality is we're not feeling so connected. We're not feeling like I'm really able to put my all into the tefillah emotionally right now. It's just not where I'm holding. I understand the pasuk before. I just said I'm going to put everything in. Everything into serving you, Hashem, but right now I'm having difficulty with it. At times when it's difficulty, it's important that we don't just stop doing the mitzvos, but we do whatever we can, and we place the clear instructions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon our heart. Alvavecha. Right? We know what Hashem wants from us. It's not always so easy to fulfill it. Obviously, it's a lot of hard work. But even when we feel like we're having difficulty fulfilling something in the most ideal way, in the most passionate way, in the most emotionally connected way, even in these times, place the directives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way He wants us to fulfill His mitzvahs, on our heart. Remember His directives. Remember what He expects from us. And on our heart means that I know that's what Hashem wants from me. I'm not doing that at the moment, but I want to get there. And I'm constantly going to remind myself of that responsibility, because the Kotzke Rebbe says, Alavavecha means when you put something on your heart. So at a certain point, if there's either enough on our heart, or let's say the heart breaks for another reason, so then everything that's on top of the heart falls in. When the heart breaks, everything that's on top of the heart falls in. And obviously, in a lot of Hasidic literature, but especially in breasts of broken heart, it's not a negative thing, it's a very beautiful thing. A broken heart isn't associated with depression or sadness. It's associated with longing. It's associated with a desire for connection, not numbness. It's a mila, it's a level in Avodas Hashem to be able to have a broken heart when you serve Hashem, to be able to call out to Him like you need Him, like you're so desperate for Him to hear you and to be there for us. So when we keep the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our heart, even if we're not able to fulfill them in the most ideal way this very second, but we're constantly reminding ourselves what Hashem wants, constantly, right, thinking about and trying to live up to performing the mitzvos in the most ideal way, so then at some point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us and send us the ability to fulfill them in a more ideal way. It's just showing Hashem, this is a priority to me. I don't know if I'm there yet. Maybe I'm not there yet, but I want to be there. And I'm going to try my best to keep in mind where I want to be heading. And when I keep that in mind, so then B'ezrat Hashem, I'll receive that help in heading in that direction of performing the mitzvot in the most ideal way, in the most real way, in a way which is building a true relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is, it fits in beautifully with the Pitur Rabbi Nachman in the Kutim Aran Os Sadi Tet, where it says, V'eschanon al Hashem be'esahilei mor, when it's talking about the Pasuk in the beginning of this week's Parsha. Rabbi Nachman writes, and what does that mean, V'eschanon el Hashem be'esahilei mor? What are you supposed to learn out from this? V'eschanon el Hashem, that a person should always daven to Hashem, always be speaking to Hashem, always be calling out to Him, whether we're feeling it, whether we're not feeling it. Right? Maybe we feel totally disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we're davening at that very moment, we might not feel like it's really making a difference in me, making a difference in the world, making a difference anywhere. Rabbi Nachman says, and it's encouraging us, it's so important that a person still davens then. It's so important that we still put everything we can put in at that point, because at the time when we say it, in a way that it's supposed to be said. We put everything into it in a way where we have dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So at that time, all the other tefillos that we had said that didn't have kavana, that weren't in the most ideal way, that really, you know, they were alva vecha tefillos. They weren't bilva vecha tefillos. They were tefillos that were on top of our heart. It didn't really come from the deepest place from within. It didn't come from that broken heart. It didn't come from the depths of our heart. All of these tefillos are lifted up now. Meaning that the Zohar teaches that in order to reach Shemayim, a tefillah is similar to a bird. It must have two wings. A wing of Ava and Yira, of love and fear. It means passionate tefillah. It's like if you try and propel anything without true force, so it doesn't get so far. But Rabbi Nachman is teaching us is that even if a tefillah that we pray, that's an alva vecha tefillah, it's not truly where we want to be, it's not 100%, we're not 100% invested in the tefillah. Maybe the tefillah didn't make it to the exact place it was supposed to in Shemayim, to affect what it was supposed to affect, to help us and help the world in the way it was supposed to. That being said, when we have that tefillah b'kavana, when we have that davening, we mamash feel connected. For some people it's more often, and some people it's less often. But whenever that tefillah is, Rabbi Nachman teaches that it raises up all the other tefillos and it places them in the proper place. All the other tefillos that along the way weren't, maybe they didn't make it where they were supposed to go exactly. They didn't make it all the way there. They made it partially there. All these other tefillos that were either missing a wing or missing both wings or partially injured wings, all these other tefillos are they latch on to this one tefillah that was said with tefekas. There's obviously so many things to take out of this. One of them being that the power of one tefillah can mamish make such an unbelievable change, not just in that present moment, but also affect change of all the other tefillahs that had previously been davened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us believe in the power of our tefillahs, even when we're not feeling it, even when we're not passionate, even if it's not, we're not really able to connect at that very moment, to believe that our tefillahs could still make a difference now, and especially in the future, when I do have a tefillah that's with tefekas, when I do have a tefillah that's with kavanah. And with this awareness, I should try and take any opportunity I can to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No opportunity should be seen as a light opportunity. Nothing should be seen as a waste, even if it wasn't my ideal, even if it was a little bit worse than I was doing. Obviously, I should get up and try harder, but I shouldn't get down on myself or feel like it was a waste. There's no such waste. There's no such thing as a waste when it comes to tefillah. Thank you so much for joining. Have an amazing Shabbos Kodesh.